Today, the U.S. Energy Information Administration reports that the major oil field that BP operates in Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, will not be reopened until January of 2007. BP announced this week that they would close the field after discovering unexpectedly severe corrosion in an oil transit line. January is much further away than most people had anticipated and comes at a time when political events in the Middle East already had many worried about the future of the U.S. oil supply. If you have a question about what this means for the oil supply and gas prices in the U.S., give us a call. Our number, 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. And our email address is talk@npr.org. And joining us now is Phil Flynn. He is Vice President and Senior Oil Analyst at Aileron Trading in Chicago, Illinois, and he joins us by phone from his office there. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you.
Now, we knew the pipeline would be closed for a period of time, but how does this change things that it won't open until January?
I think if that's true, it really adds another element of distress to this market, which is already distressed about a whole bunch of other issues right now. I think that the concern is that this time lapse comes at a critical time when we're trying to build supplies of heating oil before the winter, and the geopolitical issues that are going to be facing us, you know, like the UN sanctions on Iran potentially, upcoming more attacks by Nigerian rebels. So there's a lot of issues that time frame covers. But we did get some news from the U.S. Energy Secretary trying to calm the market's nerves by saying that it's possible that this pipeline might not have to be entirely shut down. Now, that was a surprise to me and many in the markets, and the market prices of oil and gasoline fell back on that news. But I think he may be being a bit too optimistic.
What's the worst-case scenario?
Oh, boy. I mean, I've run too many worst-case scenarios in my head that I couldn't even sleep last night. There's a lot of worst-case scenarios out there right now, and the sad part about them is they're so close to being reality. If the Prudhoe Bay is shut down until January, Sam Bodman is going to rely on Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, and the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to make up for that loss of oil. The problem is, of course, I don't know how friendly Venezuela is to the U.S. and how the, you know, and whether or not they have any spare capacity to add to the equation. But the worst case scenario is that Prudhoe Bay shut down to January. Iran thumbs its nose at the world, follows through on its threat to use oil as a weapon, and we have another tropical storm in the Gulf of Mexico, more pipeline explosions in Nigeria. You know, that kind of scenario, we're talking doomsday. You know, oil prices could go to $100 a barrel, gasoline to $4 or $5 a gallon.
Okay, now I'm not going to sleep tonight. So
I can't sleep. I told you, this is a nightmare.
Could we back off from the worst-case scenarios?
We can.
And let's just, you know, what are some of the other things that could happen here? I mean, is an oil shortage inevitable, no matter what?
It's not inevitable. No, okay. I mean, it's not. I mean, the bottom line is that we do have enough oil to make up for this loss of oil at Prudhoe Bay. And if you believe the Department of Energy, they estimate with all the outages that we have right now going around the globe, and that's Nigeria, which is, you know, 2 million barrels a day potentially that could be out. They say that right now the excess capacity in the world is about 1.5 million barrels, which is more than most experts think. So we do have a little bit of slack in the system. The problem is that we don't have any slack for any other outages. So if we do happen to get a tropical storm in the Gulf of Mexico where production is shut down, or if we do have a disruption in Nigeria or in Venezuela or Iran, then we're basically going to have to rely on the world's strategic petroleum reserves and our already high inventories. And if we get into that situation, I think inventories could fall at the fastest rate we've ever seen them fall.
Yeah. Now, Washington has announced that they will free up some of the reserves, if necessary, to compensate for the cut in oil supply. How would that help?
It is going to help. I mean, it definitely is going to help. And I think that if refiners are short of oil, they're going to definitely take the U.S. up on that offer. And that consistently has been our buffer against these type of disruptions. I mean, years ago, when we had a lot of spare production capacity in the world, 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 million barrels, these type of disruptions would hardly rattle the oil markets because there was always another oil producer ready to, you know, increase production to pick up the slack. The problem is there's hardly any slack left. I mean, if you look at what the world's consuming every day on a daily basis, over 85 million barrels of oil every day in our world's production capacity, we've never been so close to a situation where the world consumes more oil than it can actually produce. And that's the fear of this market, and that's why even with inventories being at a high level, the prices are so susceptible to these price shocks.
Well, how far up can we expect gas prices to go?
Well, I think initially, based off what we're seeing here in the markets, that we could see a 3 to 5 cent increase, but it would be short-lived as long as we don't have any other problems or any other bad news come across the pike. But if we find out that this Prudhoe Bay situation is going to go on for some period of time, I would expect that we could see another spike in gasoline prices. But really, my fear, it's not so much for gasoline prices, but what may happen with home heating bills this winter. Because right now, that's the concern I'm starting to worry about.
Right. We are talking about the oil situation with Phil Flynn. He's vice president and senior oil analyst at Aileron Trading in Chicago, Illinois. And you are listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. So we learned today that it's going to be January before this pipeline in Alaska is reopened. Could it go beyond that?
I think it could, but we're getting mixed signals out of the U.S. government right now as to how long this is going to be. It could be worse. I'm hopeful that it would be about that time period, but the bigger issue, I think, is why did this happen in the first place? And those are the questions that everybody seems to be asking right now. And why did British Petroleum allow this to happen? And it's such a critical time. And it seems that there has been, they have fallen down on the job when it's come to expecting this pipe. And what bothers me is it really puts a black mark in the entire oil industry, because at a time when there is a big push for more domestic oil production and a lot of people saying that oil companies can't drill in sensitive areas safely, this type of event really sets back the U.S. oil industry 5 or 10 years when it comes to increasing production.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us today, Mr. Flynn.
Thank you.
Phil Flynn is vice president and senior oil analyst at Aileron Trading in Chicago, and he joined us by phone from his office.